Let's move to another part of the world where it happens it just was a few weeks ago, Diyarbakir in southeastern Turkey. This is the sort of unofficial capital of the Turkish Kurds. That's 10 or 15 million people. They have suffered horrendous atrocities in recent years, some of the worst atrocities of the 1990s. Several million refugees, tens of thousands of people killed, hundreds, thousands actually of towns and villages destroyed, much of the countryside razed in Diyarbakir. There's nobody knows how many, but maybe hundreds of thousands of refugees in the region right nearby outside the city walls, and living essentially in a dungeon, huge dungeon under terrific repression. Where did that come from? Well, it came from us. We paid for it. If you take a look at arms transfers to Turkey, Turkey was a major ally, of course, strategically placed in the Cold War and near the Middle East, so it always got a heavy flow of U.S. arms. It shot up, however, as soon as the counterinsurgency operation against the Kurds began in the mid-80s, remained high, escalated in the 90s, more or less as atrocities escalated, peaked in 1997. In the single year of 1997, Turkey got more arms than in the entire Cold War period up to the counterinsurgency combined. In fact, Turkey ended up being the biggest recipient of U.S. arms in the world outside of Israel and Egypt, not for Cold War reasons, as long after the Cold War, not for reasons having to do with the Middle East, but in order to slaughter and repress its domestic Kurdish population. Well, in Diyarbakir, as everywhere, there was harsh condemnation of the September 11th atrocities, but they don't overlook what I just described as easily as we do.